Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Today, thousands of people around the state will take part in the Great Utah Shakeout.
It's a drill intended to help people prepare for the next big quake here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live near the epicenter of the 2020 Magna Quake and begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, 10:15 this morning, Utahns, no matter where you are asked to drop, cover, and hold on to something. It was something you should do when we actually get another big earthquake here in Utah. Wade Matthews with the Utah Division of Emergency Management tells me knowing what to do in the heat of the moment can literally be the difference between life and death.
We know that there's a risk. We know there's a need for people to be prepared for earthquakes, and that's with your emergency preparedness efforts and in knowing how to survive an earthquake through drop, cover, and hold on.
Nearly a million Utahns have registered online to participate in this. So if you have a desk, for example, at work or home, duck under that, hold on to something for about a minute. That's how long this drill is going to take place. If you don't have something to hide under, go by a wall without any glass overhead or any other thing dangerous overhead. Get down, cover your head and neck with your hands. And experts are saying a much bigger quake will likely hit Utah at some point. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Temple right now, and if you remember, the 2020 earthquake that shook the Angel Moroni's trumpet off the Salt Lake City Temple was a magnitude 5.7. State geologist Bill Keach says there could be a trembler around 170 times more powerful on the way.
The odds of a major earthquake, meaning like a greater than a 6, are better than 1 in 2 in the next 50 years.
Keith says you'll need a 72 or even a 96-hour kit ready in case a bigger quake hits.
Power your water, grocery stores. In a big earthquake, they're all going to be down. For how long, depends on how big.
Remember, the motto is drop, cover, and hang on, not run outside and hope for the best. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
I want to bring Adam back into the conversation again. He's in Magna and near the site of a new FEMA emergency shelter that will be a part of our KSL News Radio emergency plans. Tell him more about that place, Adam.
Yeah, Tim, in the case of a major earthquake or another disaster, KSL's partnered with FEMA. We have a backup radio transmitter away from other major infrastructure where we can convey critical life-saving information to most of the state, even some other western states, in the case that broadcast house were to fall in a major disaster like an earthquake. That's why, as part of your emergency preparedness, have an AM radio in there. Lock it into 1160 AM because KSL is going to be the place to be to get what you need to know if the worst ever strikes Utah. Live at our emergency site off I-80 in Salt Lake County, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit southern Japan last night. Some water pipes burst, but we don't have any reports of major damage.
Now KSL's top national stories this hour. The impeachment trial against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was basically over before it even began. ABC News correspondent Rachel Scott has the latest from Capitol Hill.
This Republican effort to try to convict Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas went down in less than 3 hours. Democrats quickly dismissing those charges before this trial even fully got underway. House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his handling of the border, but failed to provide any evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Republicans say they wanted to go over the evidence, but Democrats wouldn't allow it.
People looking to start a business in Utah will now be able to utilize support from the state. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
The Startup State Initiative is a program to encourage more entrepreneurs to start businesses they've been dreaming of, whether they live in rural Utah or the Wasatch Front. There are currently more than 300,000 small businesses in the Beehive State, employing about half of Utah's workforce. The Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity says Utah has been ranked as the best state in the nation to start a business, due in part to low taxes, access to capital, and a well-rounded business ecosystem.
Those who want help from the state to conduct market research, create a business plan, or network with community partners can visit startup.utah.gov.
Weather predictions from Colorado State University say we could see a record-breaking hurricane season, and that could have big impact on our gas prices.
The biggest concern would be if weather affects refinery production. That's definitely something that could happen, has happened historically in the past.
Julian Paredes with AAA says it all depends on how hard refineries get hit with big storms.
First Look Traffic takes us back to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on I-15 is looking better on the northbound side. Still a little bit of stop and go around Midvale. They've got the traffic coming off Legacy onto 215 out of Davis County, moving a little better now. There's a crash on the 45th South exit ramp off South 15, causing just a little bit of backup on the ramp itself. But the crash is, well, I guess it's blocking one of the two left turn lanes. So there is some interesting merging going on as they go underneath the freeway. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Utah could see some big transit projects in the works that could be fast-tracked because of the 2034 Winter Olympic Games.
The UTA TechLink Corridor Plan is set to commence in 20 to 30 years, but project managers are hopeful that if Utah is awarded the Olympic Games, it will be the impetus needed to accelerate the timeline, especially for the tracks line from the airport to the University of Utah, where athletes are planned to be housed. If the Games aren't awarded to Utah, the project will still move forward, but at the original slower pace. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
An NBA player is now at the center of a gambling scandal. The league announced a lifetime ban on Jontay Porter, who is a center for the Toronto Raptors, for feeding inside information to gamblers before games.
This sports betting has taken the joy out of playing the game for the athletes. You see the NCAA trying to ban prop bets in that as well. These are real impactful things where you are dealing with social media, fans yelling at them, miss the shot.
Oh, and prop bets being like these more elaborate things of like, I know how many free throws this person's going to make. So all of a sudden this random free throw is a huge deal in the arena.
And you're cheering for them to miss, not because you want your team to win, but you're cheering them to miss because you want to win the bet.
ABC senior investigative reporter Jean Tai and Brad Milkey have been following the story. Porter was originally drafted back in 2019.
Astronomers discovered a massive black hole in our galaxy, and it's not too far away. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, it's been described as a sleeping giant because this black hole has 33 times the mass of our sun, and it sits only 1,926 light-years away. It's called Gaia BH3, and until now it went undetected. It was only discovered after astronomers saw its companion star shake as the black hole siphoned parts of it away. See, billions of years ago, this could have been two separate stars before one of them collapsed, and it's this relationship that could help astronomers learn more about how these type of massive black holes form in the first place. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
We have a couple of exit ramp crashes off of I-15, one in Orem at 8th North, the other in Murray at 45th South. We'll check that and the rest of your commute just ahead.
KSL in the palm of your hand.
When the app came out, I knew that I could stream the radio station directly through there.
I just checked there to see if there's anything pertinent.
I regularly use the KSL app.
Get the app for KSL News Radio.
Everyone's house is different, but they're all the same in one way. We all have those places where the Wi-Fi just won't go. I mean, for you, maybe it's the attic. For me, it's my basement. If you had wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you could worry less about these dead spots. Finally. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you get fast speeds throughout your home, a reliable connection in every room, and power for all your devices. Even when everybody's online. That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Only on the Xfinity 10G network. Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity for a reliable connection throughout your home now through June 21st. New customers can get started with gig speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Here's what you do. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, that's 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today.
Join Mike Stevens of Capital Wealth Advisors for Retire Right Radio, Saturdays at 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. That's Retire Right Radio with Mike Stevens, Saturdays at 5 a.m. and 9 p.m.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors. Did you know that we offer three distinct styles of gutter protection? Each one meant to handle a specific leaf problem. You might not even know there are different styles of gutter protection, but there are. And if you pick the wrong one, it could be a huge waste of money. Now, the big gutter guard companies won't tell you this. They try to sell you a one-size-fits-all gutter guard, and it could be completely wrong for the amount and types of trees and leaves you have. Not RGS Exteriors. We understand which kind of leaf problem needs which kind of gutter guard. We'll do an in-depth evaluation to assess the types, locations, and numbers of trees in your yard. Based on that data, we match your home to the right gutter guard. So don't risk wasting money on the wrong gutter protection. For a free evaluation and estimate, call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit rgsexteriors.com. That's 801-280-3110. 780-3110 or rgsexteriors.com.
Let's get right to our traffic and weather together here because we have an emergency situation. This look brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. They're in the process, Andy, of moving a couple of vehicles out of the way.
Yeah, but you got the ones where the cars are looking straight at you when you're driving past them. North 15, this is right before the turnoff to I-80 in South Salt Lake, so about 2700 south. The delays from the crash, though, because only the left three lanes are getting by, the HOV and the left two, I should say, are backed to 3900 South Overpass, and it's going to be back to 45th and Murray here very shortly. Heather?
No problem southbound I-15 from Ogden into Woods Cross, but as you get into North Salt Lake, you're going to slow down the rest of the way into downtown Salt Lake City. That's adding a few extra minutes to your commute. Nothing out of the ordinary. You also have a bit of congestion on the city streets, especially in Weber County, as you make your way between Syracuse, Clearfield, and West Point. Eric?
Northbound off-ramp crashes in Orem and Murray. At Orem, it's at 800 North, and the pickups that are involved are over on the right-hand side. And if you're in Murray, approaching, exiting at 4500 South, you've got another crash there on the off-ramp. As far as the I-15 main flow, you've got delays in Linden, and as you round Point of the Mountain going up to the Bangor Highway exit, and then from Sandy into Murray, going past the South Interchange. Choose a gorgeous new countertop for your kitchen or bath at the Bedrock Quartz Stone Sale, starting at just $39 a foot. Visit bedrockquartz.com. That's bedrockquartz.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're set to climb the ladder in the temperature department this weekend. Today we're at the bottom, 59, sunny skies. Tomorrow, 65, partly cloudy skies. We then jump to 71 with mostly sunny skies on your Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Lots of sunshine downtown this hour and starting to warm up a little bit, 38 in Salt Lake.
It's a special day on the Dave and Dujanovic Show. We're focusing on stop, drop, and get under the desk.
Yeah.
It's the Utah Shakeout, the great Utah Shakeout. We'll talk with Debbie in a moment.
Stay with us for that, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The season of adventure is finally here, and it's time to take your adventures to a new level in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Enjoy the breathtaking destinations right here in Utah without leaving the comforts of your new home on wheels. Hurry in now and check out our limited supply of 2023 model closeouts at huge discounts. Save almost $15,000 off MSRP on our 2023 Prowler 265BHX for only $24,995 with zero down payment options under $300 a month OAC. Or $10,000 off our 2023 ROG 10MC Toy Hauler for only $16,995 with zero down payment options under $200 a month OAC. At Motorsportsland RV Centers, we offer real prices without hidden fees for freight, prep, orientation, or even propane. See details and more amazing deals on premium RV models at motorsportsland.com.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.copac.us.
Howdy, folks. It's me again. And surprise, it's tomato frenzy time at J&J Garden Center in Layton. Right now, all large-sized tomato plants are only $2.99 each. That's half price and grown from seed right here at J&J. And while you're here, pick up a bag or two of J&J's private label all-purpose premium topsoil to help strengthen your vegetable garden for only $5.98 a cubic foot bag. So come to the Tomato Frenzy Sale at J&J Garden Center in Layton, where they have the best products at the best price and the best employees, too. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
we're just hours away from the Great Utah Shakeout, the state's largest earthquake drill meant to help everyone prepare for the day that we do get a big earthquake here in the Beehive State. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the state is rolling out tools to help small businesses get up and running.
Third, let's check that drive, traffic, and weather together.
Well, we've got emergency traffic, a crash just before the turn to I-80 in South Salace. Got traffic already back to 4500 South in Murray, and it's going to join up with the slowdowns we have between Midvale and the south end of Murray pretty quick here, so it's going to be one long slowdown. 215, your alternate. About it. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny skies, but temperatures a touch below the normal. I'm Matt Johnson.
Let's see where we are right now. I can see the sunshine. It's 37 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One of the jurors seated in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial has already been excused after telling the judge she wasn't sure she could remain impartial.
The judge announcing as the court was set to continue jury deliberations that they have, quote, lost what would have probably been a very good juror on the case as he dismissed juror number two. The dismissal comes after the juror stated she had concerns about what's being reported and the publicity of the case. She stated she's received questions about her identity after colleagues and her family say she may have been identified. The judge admonishing the press, asking reporters to refrain from writing about the physical appearance of jurors.
ABC's Mark Remillard. The investigation goes on into what caused multiple states to experience 911 outages overnight. Here's ABC's Derek Dennis.
Texas, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Nevada all reporting 911 emergency calls were blocked for about 2 hours overnight. Some 911 systems reported problems with calls from landlines. Others said callers from cell phones couldn't get through. Services have been restored, but it's unclear what caused the outage. Though the Del Rio, Texas Police Department says the issue was traced to a major cellular carrier. Some 240 million calls are placed to 911 in the U.S. each year, according to the National Emergency Number Association. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Number of people filing claims for unemployment benefits remain the same as the previous week this week, despite some high-profile layoffs in the tech sector. Multiple suspects now in custody in connection with the largest gold heist in Canada's history, over $16 million worth. It was taken from an Air Canada cargo warehouse last year. Financial trouble for Red Lobster.
The restaurant giant is considering filing for bankruptcy, according to a new Bloomberg report. Filing for Chapter 11 would allow the chain to stay open while dealing with its debt, giving the company a chance to help its bottom line by reevaluating some long-term contracts and leases.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. One of the things that sunk Red Lobster, its endless shrimp promotion, was just too expensive. You're listening to ABC News.
Well, they're going to be dropping... grabbing and hiding on the Dave and Dujanovic show today. Debbie joins us now. Where are you guys going to be?
Evergreen Junior High. We're going to be dropping, taking cover, and holding on, Tim. Those are the three things you need to remember at 10:15 this morning. Of course, participating in the Great Shakeout. It is a nationwide drill, but we take it very seriously here in Utah, as they do in other states. And 10:15 this morning, we'll be with the junior high kids at Evergreen Junior High in the Granite School District, and we're going to be digging into a lot of really important issues regarding earthquake safety. We'll have tips on how to best prep your family and your home for an earthquake. We'll also be talking to the U of U Seismology Department. They're going to walk us through how many earthquakes we have a day. There's a lot that go unnoticed, so they'll be joining us. And you guys remember the New Jersey earthquake that rattled New York a couple of weeks ago?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to forget because Jeff Kaplan's hometown and lots of friends were affected, and he was keeping an eye on that for us from, of course, KSL News Radio. And I had a message from a structural engineer here in Utah. He messaged me over Twitter that day, and he's like, Deb, we're building buildings so much safer to withstand earthquakes. And he's going to jump on the line with us as well today and talk about what they're doing to improve earthquake safety for buildings so we feel safe staying inside those buildings if the big one hits.
All right. Sounds like great information coming this morning. Have fun out there. This portion of
Utah's, guys.
This portion of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Revere Health.
And 819, traffic and weather together. It's emergency traffic brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Those delays getting worse now on I-15, 5300 south, all the way up to the turn to I-80. It's about 3 miles of bumper-to-bumper traffic to get through. State Street is an option. If you're further down in the valley, it looks like a lot of people are already trying to grab that transition ramp near 90th south to get to 215 instead. That's a good idea, although the transition ramp is getting a little bit slow. We still have a lot of delay along 6200 south coming down the hill towards Redwood Road in Taylorsville Benyon. Heather?
No accidents reported in Weber and Davis counties, although traffic is fairly congested on a lot of the city streets in Ogden, Roy, and Clearfield. That's where we have a lot of traffic usually. Southbound I-15 is at speed as you head south until you get to Center Street and North Salt Lake. That's when you hit the brakes and you'll be slow the rest of the way into Salt Lake City. Eric?
Around Saratoga Springs, Pioneer Crossing is unusually busy this morning heading out of town, heading over to American Fork and I-15. But you've got slowdowns in your other alternates, too. 2100 North and Lehigh's Main Street. Redwood Road a little bit slow as you head north up to Camp Williams and to the Port of Rockwell turnoff. I-15 Utah County slowdowns in a typical spot these days, rolling from 1600 North and Orem through Linden up to the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out with golfing weather this weekend. Today, a little on the cool side, 59 when the normal 62 with sunny skies. 65 on Friday, partly cloudy. We warm to 71 with mostly sunny skies Saturday. Sunday, 75, sunny skies. A touch backward to 72 on Monday, mostly sunny. Then jumping to 80 degrees on Tuesday, partly cloudy skies. How about 79 for your Wednesday? From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Beautiful day out there, but a little chilly. 37 degrees in the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
We will get another look at money news in just a moment here on KSL. Markets are up, so maybe they like some of that news we've received today. We'll check it next here on KSL News Radio.
This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Common Spirit Health, and Dr. Dallin DeMordant joins us now, an orthopedic and sports medicine doc. We are going to talk about pickleball today, and I got to tell you, I'm 64, almost 65, and my generation has a love-hate relationship with this sport. It's really become a big deal.
Well, pickleball is exploding in the United States, with the numbers of players increasing from 4.8 million in 2021 to 8.9 million in 2023. Wow. People love it because it's low impact, social, provides good exercises, and all ages can participate in it. Pickleball is especially popular among players age 55 and over, and we are seeing a rapid increase in injuries, especially in that age range. A recent study shows injuries increasing from 9,000 in 2020 to just over 17,000 in 2022.
People should not be diving for the ball at his age.
That's true. Yeah.
So what kind of injuries do you see?
Well, most injuries occur in older players, although I am seeing some younger players as well. The most common injuries are overuse injuries, strained muscles, and sprained ligaments. Many of these come from playing too much, which is a temptation for individuals because it is a low-impact sport and people tend to overdo it. One of the most common injuries is pickleball elbow, which is the same thing as tennis elbow. It is a tendonitis injury from swinging and hitting the ball repetitively.
Oh, wow. Oh my goodness. Now, some of those things you can take care of probably, you know, the way we take care of everything with a cold press or a warm, you know, like heating pad or something. But if we need bigger help than that, you're the guy, I guess, huh?
That's right. I'm ready to help people out. You know, most of these do get better with conservative treatment. And working with a medical provider like myself can be very helpful. But some injuries are more serious. Some red flags are swelling, loss of motion, weakness, a warm joint, locking of a joint, or snapping and clicking associated with pain.
So if you're concerned at all, if you're having pain from playing pickleball, you can call Common Spirit Health to make an appointment at either of the doctor's clinics. He's in Salt Lake or Davis County for an evaluation.
and treatment so we can get you back on the court.
Yeah, and just so you know, my pickleball experience is bending over to pick up the balls from the neighbor's pickleball court and throwing them back over the fence. That's as close to the game as I get. We'll talk more with the doctor coming up.
Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. Have winter conditions damaged your parking lot, asphalt, or concrete surfaces? Call GoPave Utah and get on their schedule. GoPaveUtah.com.
Hello, I'm Case Lawrence, and I'm running for Congress. Our skyrocketing national debt is the greatest risk to the American dream. We can fix America's debt crisis, but not with politicians who are more worried about their next election than America's next generation. I'm not a politician. I'm a problem solver. I hope you'll join me. I'm Case Lawrence, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Case for Congress.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Motorola is bringing back a feature first introduced more than 10 years ago. It's a phone with a wood backing. I'm having trouble picturing this. I got to look it up. Most phones use, of course, plastic or glass, but the company is deciding they want to go old school with a wooden cell phone.
And I'm trying to think if there's a benefit to that, but maybe they're just trying to get this phone to stand out from all of the others that are out there on the market right now. Change Healthcare says the recent hack will cost the company up to $1.6 billion. We reported on this. $872 million of that money that was just in the first quarter of the year. Despite the massive hack, they still maintain the 2024 earnings forecast.
Let's get a look at your money at this moment. Right now, the Dow's up 217. That's 6 tenths. We're at 37,970. The S&P's up 11. The Nasdaq 12.
And we'll get more on that emergency traffic situation in South Salt Lake next.
Dear Dan, the laptop man from PC Laptops. My mom needed a computer to Zoom call me, my family, and the grandkids from across the country. You guys were so patient, helping her get everything set up just right. She gets so frustrated when things don't work, so I'm grateful that we found PC Laptops to hold her hand. I know it can seem crazy that she comes in every week for help, but you guys really are patient and treat her just like family. Signed, Happy Judy. Thanks, Judy. You know what's also amazing? The team from our store mentioned she brought by a giant box of donuts for them. This warms my heart, and this is why I started PC Laptops in 1992. PC Laptops, we really do love you. We have new computers with a lifetime warranty from $49 a month with zero interest for a year. OAC, PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, where we love you.
A partner is someone you can rely on, someone who has your best interest in mind. A partner is there for you during the good and the bad. They listen, understand, and care. Revere Health is dedicated to providing care for your generation and the next. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Transform your backyard now with a relaxing Bullfrog Spa featuring our patented and fully customizable Jet Pack Therapy System. This week at Bullfrog Spa's factory stores, you'll get unbeatable deals, including deep discounts on refurbished and clearance hot tubs and swim spas. For a backyard makeover at a fraction of the cost, come in and save big on premium Bullfrog Spas with up to $4,000 off MSRP and up to 30% off clearance spas with special financing available. Sale ends Monday.
Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
We got emergency traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. That situation getting a little better, Andy, but still bad.
Well, they've got a third lane for sure open, whereas people were having to kind of move out of the middle lane and over into the left lane. So we do have three main flow lanes in the HOV lane open on North 15 near just after 3300 South. But because the crash is blocking the two right lanes and it's right before that turn to I-80, we've got delays that stretch all the way back now to 7200 South. SR-201 in also pretty rough shape right now with slowdowns from Mountain View Corridor all the way over past Redwood Road. Heather?
We're seeing delays southbound I-15 making your way between Farmington and Centerville. I haven't heard of a crash, but traffic slowed down there pretty quickly, so something may have happened. Once you get into Centerville, you're back up to speed until you hit Center Street in North Salt Lake. That's when you hit your typical slowdowns all the way into downtown Salt Lake City. Eric?
It's congested enough right now for delays on Foothill Drive, and you've got them northbound from Parley's Way all the way up to about 1300 south. Just before that intersection, will start getting back to a pretty decent rate of speed if you're going up towards the University of Utah. I-15 in Utah County, the northbound slowing we had in Linden seems to have dissipated. But right now, you've got some city street problems, northbound slowdowns off of the freeway in University Avenue in Provo heading up to 300 south. And then your usual slowdowns going away from Redwood Road eastbound to the freeway on Pioneer Crossing. That's worse than usual this morning, and 2100 north. Transform your outdated kitchen with half-priced granite. Granite quartz, marble, and quartzite starting at $25 per square foot installed. Visit halfpricedgranite.com. Affordable luxury. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look at that forecast. Beautiful. That's what it is. Beautiful. High about 59. Lots of sunshine, but it's chilly this morning. 37 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
On KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah could finally have an NHL team in a matter of hours after an expected vote by the league's Board of Governors this afternoon.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage.
The board includes all 32 current team owners, and they are the final say in any expansion or, in this case, relocation proposal in the NHL. Sportsnet's Elliot Friedman is reporting they are not only expected to vote, but approve the Arizona Coyotes' move to Salt Lake City at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Last night, Coyotes player Josh Doan spoke to reporters about their likely move to Utah.
There's no hate towards Salt Lake City because they're welcoming us with open arms.
Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith is reportedly shelling out $1.2 billion to bring the Coyotes here. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL TV, Sam Farnsworth continues our team coverage from Phoenix, where he attended the Coyotes' final game and spoke to the fans saying goodbye to a team that's been there for decades.
Just bummed out, really.
It's been a huge staple in Arizona. Everybody, you hear everywhere, hockey doesn't belong here, but it does.
The Coyotes fans, though, the harsh reality of all this is really just sinking in with them. You know, it is a time of celebration and excitement for sports fans in Utah, but the story in Arizona is a different one. Feelings of anger, sadness, and nostalgia.
I just showed you pictures of a couple of the fans.
Yeah. It's nice. The players are all out on the ice together as a team waving to the crowd.
They're waving their sticks, and there are tears for sure. Yeah. Sam says the fans there, hopeful, however, that NHL hockey will return to Arizona when the league expands.
By the way, the Arizona Coyotes won their final home game last night. That was nice, beating the Edmonton Oilers 5-2 in their final game of the season.
BYU's brand new head basketball coach was officially introduced to Cougar Nation Wednesday night in a press conference. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
Young, assistant with the NBA's Suns, when pressed about the lure of the NBA, if a head coaching position was offered him, says he has found his home at BYU.
Not going to be the first time I've lived in the area. I coached for the Utah Flash, which was the old minor league of the Jazz. I lived in BYU housing and met my wife while she was a student at BYU.
Young says he's going to help prepare BYU to be one of the best places to play basketball in the nation. One of his goals is BYU's head coach to make this the best place to get young men to the NBA. Young says staff and personnel are already getting put into place. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Cities in four states saw their 911 systems go down overnight shortly after a warning about pending cyber attacks. ABC's Rhiannon Alley is following the story for us this morning.
The entire state of South Dakota, one county in Nebraska, a police department in Del Rio, Texas, and two departments in Nevada, including the Las Vegas Police Department. Even landlines were unable to dial 911 into Las Vegas police. The cause of the outages? Not clear, but just yesterday, an analysis from the Homeland Security Department warned that 911 call centers have become a likely target for cyber attacks.
Most of the cities that had outages say their 911 systems are back up and running.
Ogden taxpayers have poured millions of dollars into their local airport, which has struggled to turn a profit. We check in now with KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
This comes from a state audit of the Ogden-Hinkley Airport, which found the facility lost $15 million between 2006 and 2022. The Utah Legislature General Auditor's Office also found, while Ogden-Hinkley hasn't misused a state check of $10 million, it also hasn't generated the thousands of jobs or millions of dollars in earnings that authorities promised. Beyond the money issues, the audit found that just over half of the airport's 244 hangars have no building or code inspection registered with the state. The auditors suggest a more focused master plan and a process to measure whether the airport is meeting its goals. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and back over to you, Andy.
Still emergency traffic with delays on I-15 from 7200 South all the way to South Salt Lake, where they're cleaning up a crash near the I-80 turn. We've got a crash on the right shoulder, kind of in the right lane on SR-201, 21st South Freeway at 900 West. That's keeping your slow traffic all the way back into West Valley. And we still have southbound delays both in Farmington and in North Salt Lake on southbound 15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Getting into a wreck with someone without car insurance is a major headache. But Utah, it turns out, is ranked as one of the states where most people are insured.
Utah actually has a program which encourages drivers to get insured. Appropriately, it's called the Uninsured Motorist Identification Program. The DMV will back-check your registration to make sure you have a policy. Jason Gardner with the State Tax Commission says this method motivates drivers and assists law enforcement during traffic stops.
In Utah, they don't typically ask for insurance, because they already know whether you have insurance based on this program. It makes it a little bit more efficient.
If you're not an insured driver, there's a chance the DMV will reach out to you and give you a deadline to pick up a new policy. Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Warmer weather and longer days mean many landscaping projects are getting started. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr has details.
Several landscaping companies across the state are already booked out 1 to 2 months in advance. But the owner of Mott's Landscaping, Jeff Mott, says overall this has been a slow start to the year.
Things have gotten a lot better in the last few weeks with things picking up. There was a lull there, you know, early spring that we were slightly concerned.
Owner of Yardmasters, Bryce Ward, adds that the real business will hit once everything dries up.
Things are pretty muddy right now, but as soon as it dries up and the secondary water's all turned on, we're going to get super busy.
They say landscaping companies will only get busier heading into the summer months. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
Millennials think they're going to retire earlier than older generations. We get the story from KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
30% of millennials expect to retire by 59, according to a survey by Principal Financial. But with financial setbacks like the Great Recession in the early 2000s and the COVID pandemic, experts say it doesn't seem likely that they'll be able to afford it. A different study found that millennials think they need about $1.65 million to retire comfortably, but they only have about $60,000 saved as of right now. And the clock is ticking with only about 30 years to save that other million. It's a big difference from the older generations like baby boomers and Gen X, who think they're going to have to retire much older than 59. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
I thought that too when I was their age.
Yeah, 59's in my rearview mirror right now. But here's the other thing that may be in their favor. We've reported on this largest transfer of wealth in the history of the planet.
Yeah,
that's coming
right
from the baby boomers down to the millennials. So maybe there's a chance.
Yeah, right, with that help. Big delays northbound I-15 from 72nd South in Midvale almost all the way to the I-80 turnoff. We'll check it next on KSL.
Spend your workday with a talk show that makes you feel better about the news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
They have a good dynamic between the two of them.
Sometimes I'll take Dave's side and sometimes I'll take Debbie's side.
They're great.
Dave and Debbie, live from 9 to noon, or podcast the show on the app for KSL News Radio.
You love the feel behind the wheel.
You'll love the new 2024 Acura MDX from Jody Wilkinson Acura. During the Spring Into Performance event, Acura is offering 1.9% APR. Lease the 2024 MDX only $589 monthly. For offer details, text the word Acura to 57500.
Jody Wilkinson.
Downtown.
Acura.
1111 South Main. You'll love the new 2024 Acura RDX from Jody Wilkinson Acura. During the Spring Into Performance event, Acura is offering 1.9% APR. Lease the 2024 RDX Super Handling All-Wheel Drive, only $459 monthly. For offer details, text the word Acura to 57500.
Jody Wilkinson.
Downtown. 1111 South Main.
Use the code LOCALVIP for early access to performances like the music of Whitney Houston and Hamilton's Leslie Odom Jr. at Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The Bridge Loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. Please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221. Or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
We'll have more coverage of the great Utah shakeout that's coming up, a little more than a half hour away?
Well, it's, 10:15, I think.
10:15, yeah. I'm sorry. Let's not move the clock ahead here. 10:15 this morning, full coverage coming up with Dave and Dujanovic.
8:39, we have emergency traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. And back to you, Andy.
North 15 still jammed from 7200 South all the way to South Salt Lake. Crash blocking the two right lanes. They're trying to get it so that there's only one right lane blocked. They're getting pretty close to that, but because of where the crash is and people wanting to get into that exit ramp lane, you've got delays again all the way to Midvale, plus some additional slowdowns between Bluffdale and Bangor Highway in Draper. 201 freeway, a crash near 900 West, slowing traffic back to West Valley. Heather?
Our daily brake lights have shown up. Southbound I-15 between Ogden and Roy. That is due to construction and lane restrictions. As you continue southbound, you might see a little bit of slowing just after the US 89 split in Farmington. Haven't seen why that slowed down, but we do have a vehicle that was changing a flat tire right near Warm Springs Road in the North Salt Lake area, and that is causing slowdowns backed up to the I-215 North Interchange. Eric?
The reason we've got excessive delays eastbound on Pioneer Crossing this morning is because of a crash. That said, this is really the border of Lehigh and American Fork, 300 West if you're counting the Lehigh streets, but this is 7800 300 East on the Lehigh side. It's 7800 West on the American Fork side. So basically that's backing up all the way into Saratoga Springs, and that's a long stretch of slowdowns. You've also got slowdowns Lehigh's Main Street and the Pioneer Crossing, Mountain View Corridor, turning into 2100 North in the north part of the county. Update your kitchen with Durden's Appliance, where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South in Bountiful. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Normal high for today is 62. We'll fall 3 short of it at 59. Sunny skies today, go partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 65. We then hit 71 for your Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny skies in Salt Lake City. It is 37 degrees.
You're going to want to hear this. The director of the Utah Geological Survey, Bill Keach, told us that the chance of having an earthquake, a big earthquake here in the next 50 years is 1 in 2.
Yeah.
1 in 2.
It's not a matter of if, but when.
We'll learn more from Bill Keach in a moment here on KSL.
This hour of Utah's Morning News, again, brought to you by our friends at Common Spirit Health, and Dr. DeMordant is back with us again. He is an orthopedic and sports medicine doc. You did say that pickleball was low impact, right?
It is.
It's supposed to be.
But there's still the concern for having more serious injuries for people.
Like what?
Well, fractures are some of the most serious injuries and account for 28% of all pickleball injuries, especially in players that are over age 55 who may have poor balance. Usually this is from tripping and falling, and a player lands on an outstretched hand and fractures their wrist or on a different body part like their hip and has a fracture. And sometimes these fractures will require surgery.
Mm. Yeah. And as I learned a year ago with my finger, it takes a lot longer to recover at this age than it used
to. So it's better to prevent it rather than have to get it healed. How do you prevent it?
Well, first, for those type of injuries especially, improving your balance is very important because it's a big concern, especially in the large majority of pickleball players who are older, as they may have poor balance and changing directions with pickleball may throw their balance off. So we recommend that you do balance exercises at home and also Tai Chi to improve your balance and reaction time.
I know if people come to you that you can direct them to get a lot of different things and probably help them with stretching exercises.
That's right. We can help as a sports medicine physician. I can direct any therapy they need, get the imaging that'll be important to get the right diagnosis. I can prescribe the right medications and create a personalized treatment plan to help them heal quickly without surgery.
Can I just ask you, how is warming up as important as I've heard, or is that just sort of a needless waste of time?
It's extremely important, especially for those of us who are sedentary and aren't very active on a regular basis, which happens with pickleball. Walking briskly for 5 minutes and dynamic stretches for your joints and limbs will help you get ready to play. And if you're out exercising like you should be, you'll build up strength and endurance to give you more stamina on the court.
Okay.
Yeah. So just a footnote here. If you're having any pain or discomfort when you're playing pickleball, call Common Spirit Health to make an appointment at either of the Salt Lake City or Davis County clinics, and they'll give you an evaluation and treatment so you can get right back out there and enjoy the game.
We'll talk more with Dr. DeMordant in a moment about it's not just pickleball, spring cleaning and yard work. Pay attention. That's coming up.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. You may have heard that mortgage rates have come down over the last several months. While they are still higher than a few years ago, the change has brought some opportunities. Some simple math can help determine whether a refinance will be beneficial to you even with a higher rate than you currently have. This can happen when you knock off enough other high interest debt to lower your overall payments. We can go over this with you to see if it makes sense for your situation. We are currently saving many clients several hundred dollars per month in payments using this strategy. And if you refinance using an FHA or VA loan, you will be eligible for a streamlined refinance when rates come down further. That's a win-win. Call us today to see if this would benefit you. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289115.
KSL News Time, 845. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah could officially have an NHL team in a matter of hours following an expected vote by the league's Board of Governors this afternoon. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, cities in four states saw their 911 systems go down overnight shortly after a warning about pending cyber attacks.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Crashes causing big delays on I-15 in South Salt Lake, backing you all the way to Midvale. There's a crash on Pioneer Crossing right before you get to I-15 that's backing almost all the way to Redwood, and one on the 201 freeway near 900 West that's slowing you back into West Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
More blue skies today and a warming trend into the weekend. I'm Matt Johnson.
37 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for a look at our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One of the jurors just seated this week in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York has already been dismissed. The woman, identified as juror number two, told the judge she didn't know if she could remain impartial and said she had concerns about her identity after colleagues said she was worried her identity might have been compromised in press accounts. Police forces in six cities across four states all reporting 911 services were down overnight.
There is no centralized 911 system in the country. So it's going to be some time before we know exactly how many systems are affected, but it does seem to be that there are quite a few that are affected. We don't actually know if this is some sort of an attack, like what has been feared by law enforcement and intelligence officials.
ABC's Josh Margolin. A $100 million settlement in the works for the nearly 100 victims of former U.S. women's gymnastic team doctor Larry Nassar. This is ABC News.
The Great Utah Shakeout. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Utah has some significant earthquake faults running along the Wasatch Front.
The director of the Utah Geological Survey, Bill Keach, says it's very likely we could experience an earthquake much larger than the one we had in 2020.
The odds of a major earthquake, meaning like a greater than a 6, are better than 1 in 2 in the next 50 years. Think about this. A magnitude, so we had a 5.7. We probably had $65 million worth of damage, destroyed one school. A magnitude 7 would be, about 170 times stronger. So think about that. The other thing to think about is the type of buildings that we have in Utah. We have a lot of homes that we call unreinforced masonry, commonly referred to as URMs. And there's probably about 140,000 of those along the Wasatch Fault, and most of those would probably collapse. And that's where the real danger is when you consider about loss of life and property. We also have about 119 URM schools. Now, that's a big improvement. 60 years ago, we were probably 95% of our schools. Today, we're less than 15%. So improvements, but we still can have a lot of damage.
And he goes on to say, if you have an older home made out of brick, you can have a contractor come look and verify if it's likely to collapse during a strong quake. Keach is also leading the push to get funding from the legislature to create an early earthquake warning in the state,
which can send you a notice, and it could be anywhere from a few seconds to tens of seconds, kind of like an Amber Alert system that can notify via your phone. And probably the bigger value is not so much that individuals would get notice. You say, what's a few seconds going to do? Is it going to help or not if I'm in my home? Well, I've even picked up my phone fast enough. On the other hand, it could alert your infrastructure, your pipelines, your front runner trains, your tracks, the surgeon in the operating room could all be notified to stop what they're doing, and we could protect the infrastructure by closing valves and saving trains.
Keach says the big message, be prepared, because in a big earthquake, we could lose power and water and stores will be closed for days.
And we're going to be walking through all those exercises coming up about 10:15 this morning. It's time again to get a look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Still an emergency situation, Andy?
Yeah, we still have the right shoulder and the right lane filled up with emergency and crashed vehicles just before the I-80 turnoff in South Salt Lake. The slowdowns from the crash going all the way back to Midvale. Now we've got a crash just before the Bluffdale exit off as you come over Point of the Mountain, and slowdowns on I-15's main flow from 106th up to 90th because people are trying to switch to the 215 transition in order to hopefully avoid the I-15 backups. Heather?
We also have excessive delays on the 201 freeway. This is eastbound from Mountain View Corridor all the way over to 900 West. That was due to an earlier crash. It's been cleared in the last 5 minutes or so, so traffic will hopefully start getting back up to speed, but a lot of delay there. If you're coming out of Davis County, southbound I-15 is also slow between Center Street and North Salt Lake into downtown. Eric.
Pioneer Crossing has never seemed so long as it is this morning coming out of Saratoga Springs. You got delays from town all the way over to 300 East in Lehigh. This is the border of Lehigh and American Fork. The crash is over on the left-hand side. And that's not the only spot. Lehigh's Main Street, 2100 North. All of that is slow from Redwood Road over to the freeway. Northbound I-15, we may have another crash at the Pioneer Crossing exit because you've got some slowdowns heading through there. Crossroads of the West Gun Show returns this weekend to the Mountain America Expo Center. Great deals on guns, ammo, and accessories, plus buy, sell, or trade at the show. This is the big one. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast has temperatures for this weekend in the sweet spot. Today, we're on the cool side, 59 sunny skies. 65 tomorrow, partly cloudy. We'll go mostly sunny on Saturday, 71. Sunday, 75 with blue skies. Mostly sunny, 72 on Monday. Now you get into Tuesday, that could be our second 80-degree day on the season with partly cloudy skies. Dialing it back just a touch on Wednesday to 79. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
37 degrees in the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
You like Skittles?
I used to.
Doritos, Gatorade.
Until I saw this story this morning.
You're going to want to stay tuned for Money News coming up next.
I like daffodils, tulips, the big dinner plate dahlias. I loved being in the garden, but I wasn't going to be able to. Because I couldn't not only walk, but I couldn't really stand on my foot without being in pain. It was excruciating. So my husband said, let's go to the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Terry live the life they love without letting their feet get in the way.
This nice young man said, I think I can help you. He got the arch support and I was fitted. And I kept walking back and forth across the store and I looked at my husband and burst into tears because it was the first time in a year that I have not had any pain in my foot. I have had no pain since the day I bought him. Now I can do whatever I want. There isn't any place on my property that doesn't have flowers blooming 365 days a year. I still can't believe it. My name is Terry and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
Stop by the Goodfeet store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeet.com.
Spend time with the ones you love in the most unique dining experience in Utah. Five Alts Restaurant. Five stars, five courses, full of history and tradition. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Visit fivealts.com.
At the heart and soul of the Larry H. Miller Company is the connection between people and the places they share. Because we believe that life takes place. Places for families to live, to laugh, and to heal. From the top of our minds to the bottom of our hearts, We're fully invested in making the places that will enrich lives for generations to come. Larry H. Miller Company. We make the places where life takes place.
People here are raving about QC Kinetics and how regenerative medicine has changed their life. People like Helen, an avid mountain climber who got sidelined when an accident left her knees in constant pain.
I was not able to train or do really anything on my knee.
Helen was told surgery would be her only option. But then she found QC Kinetics and was treated with natural biologics designed to repair and restore tissue in her knees. 3 months later, she was climbing the highest mountain in North America.
I got a very quick resolution to my pain. I began treatment in March, and I summited Denali June the 7th. It was super successful, and I recommend everyone seek out QC Kinetics as an alternative to surgery.
Get your life back with lasting results. No surgery, no drugs, no downtime. Call QC Kinetics today.
Call QC Kinetics, 385-766-1987. That's 385-766-1987. 385-766-1987.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Well, states are looking to ban certain snack and drinks over cancer-linked ingredients. These snacks include Skittles, Nerds, Hot Cheetos, Doritos, and Gatorade. Many of the chemicals used in the snacks are actually already banned in most of Europe.
Let's get a look at your money at this moment. Dow's up 270. That's 0.75%. We're back over 38,000. 38,027. S&P's up 26. The Nasdaq up 69.
We'll see if we can wrap up this morning drive in just a couple of minutes, so stay with us. This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Common Spirit Health, and Dr. Dallin DeMordant is back with us. He's an orthopedic and sports medicine doc. So I'm out pulling weeds on Sunday doing the usual thing, spring cleanup. It took me till yesterday to be able to walk, and you're telling me during the commercials I'm not alone, right?
That's true. Back pain is extremely common, especially I do see an increase in low back injuries in the spring as people begin pruning, digging, raking to get their homes and the yards ready. Most of these tasks require bending, lifting, twisting, or squatting, which can stress the structures in the spine. So there are a few main structures in the back that are commonly injured. First are the muscles, which we call a lumbar strain. Mm-hmm. Second are the discs, which are the shock absorbers of the spine, and a person can develop a disc herniation, which can pinch nerves and cause severe pain, numbness, and burning down your legs. Then we have the joints in the lower back called facet joints, and they cause pain, especially as people get older with arthritis. And finally, the bones, which are called vertebrae. And vertebrae are rarely fractured except in people with osteoporosis.
So are there things we can do to prevent that before we go out and pull weeds this weekend?
Yeah, just like we talked about with pickleball, it's very important to warm up before you're doing yard work. This can be, you know, walking briskly, doing a lot of dynamic stretches, and it'll help prevent a lot of the issues from coming. But, you know, we've been told we need to lift correctly, so that's always important. Lift with your legs, not with your back. Mm. Avoid twisting and lifting at the same time. Make sure you take breaks, switch up tasks, and stay hydrated to avoid muscle fatigue. And then work on getting your back and your core strong by exercising, and that'll protect your back and give you better stamina and endurance.
My wife is usually on the porch yelling, use your legs, while she drinks whatever she's drinking there. Yeah. All right, so how do we get a hold of you to get some help? Because I know you can actually even help with x-rays, those kinds of things.
Right, so with Common Spirit, you can definitely reach out to me. But when you come to my clinic and see me, we'll get you involved with medicines for inflammation and pain. We'll get you involved with physical therapy if needed. Often an x-ray or MRI is needed to help clarify the diagnosis, and occasionally an advanced spinal procedure with x-ray guidance like an epidural steroid injection may be required to diagnose the source of your injury and to help safely treat your back pain.
So don't just deal with the pain. You can call Common Spirit Health to make an appointment at either his Salt Lake City or Davis County clinic and get a full evaluation and treatment.
And here I thought you were going to offer to come pull my weed.
Yeah.
Well, we can look into that later.
So nice to meet you, doctor.
Thank you
doctor.
Very much for letting me come in.
All right, let's take a quick... No, we're going to go to traffic here.
8:59 then. Traffic and weather together. Emergency traffic brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
Amanda, North 15, the crash still in place just before the I-80 turnoff in South Salt Lake. Only the far right lane blocked, but traffic still backed all the way to Midvale. And then we've got a crash just after Point of the Mountain. Just one car, and now traffic getting by it a little bit better in Bluffdale. Plus slowdowns between Draper and Sandy from people trying to switch to 215. Heather?
We've got a bad crash on the overpass of Redwood Road at I-80 in near downtown Salt Lake. All northbound lanes of Redwood Road are shut down. Everyone's forced to exit onto the freeway, I-80, even if they don't want to go there. Also, anybody coming off of I-80 heading eastbound at Redwood Road will not be able to turn north. So big delays there in that area as well. Eric.
And big slowing getting over to the freeway north part of Utah County, Pioneer Crossing, Lehigh's Main Street, 2100 north from Redwood Road to I-15, all delayed. Don't miss the Bedrock Quartz Bonus Cash Event. Get 8% same as cash allowance or 12 months 0% financing on any purchase over $3,000, including countertop sinks and more. Visit bedrockquartz.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
59 degrees for a high, nothing but sunshine today, and fair skies right now, 37.
Today is the Great Utah Shakeout, which is not to be confused with a Taylor Swift song. And we will be learning more about earthquake preparedness with David Dujanovic coming up next.
We'll see you back here in the morning at 5.